viewing your energy clairvoyantly on your psychic screen. Ladies and gentlemen, we have arrived. We are going to pull all of the pieces together that we have learned thus far in modules 1 and 2 of the Clairvoyance System Masterclass. You are about to put your own energy on a clairvoyant screen and have a look. To conduct this exploration, I'm going to encourage you to have the pause button nearby so that you can take your time getting into the system, viewing energy, doing all of the different pieces. I am going to name each step of the process in this exploration, but I am not going to walk you through the how-tos of each step. So therefore, when I say, for example, put up your psychic screen, you might want to hit the pause button while you put up and clear your psychic screen. And then when you're in the exploration itself, you may want to pause to take a closer look. So, take a breath, ground, make sure your feet chakras are nice and open, that your second chakra is closed to 10%. You might want to close your hand chakras to 10% if you're someone who likes to fix things. Clairvoyance is about observing, not doing. So go ahead and activate your clairvoyance system by running energy into the pineal and the pituitary chakras. And letting those flow states come together. And then bring up your psychic screens and clear all three screens, putting 2 away. And then looking at your psychic screen with your eyes closed, you don't need your eyes open. It's easier to do this with your eyes closed initially. Imagine putting yourself, an image of yourself, up on that screen. You know what you look like. Put yourself up there. And what will emerge on the screen is information about your astral energy body. So you won't see an image of yourself. You'll maybe see things swirling around on the screen, or blobs, or shapes. You may be one of those people who sees nothing but gets a word or two that is not audible, is just somewhere in your head. You may get great visuals. You may get metaphors. You may see a spider crawling across the screen. You don't have a spider. The spider is a metaphor for something. So practice looking at the energy on your screen. Don't be concerned if nothing makes any sense. It doesn't have to right now. You're practicing observing, not interpreting. So just let things be as they are without trying to do anything beyond observing. We're going to practice a couple of fun things to do. One is zooming in. So you can imagine, like with a camera, you can zoom in on a shot. If you saw a bird that you wanted to look at up close, with your lens, you would zoom in to look at that bird up close, wouldn't you? So you can do that with the clairvoyance system. So if you are looking at something on the screen, say it's a gray blob, but you're seeing a sea of gray blobs, pick one and zoom in on that one. And in essence, you're using your intention and your attention to say, I want to look at that blob. And it's your clairvoyance system, it'll respond. Conversely, let's imagine you're looking very closely at a blue, jagged wave of energy that's moving around on the screen, and you want to get context and see what else might be going on. You can zoom out with your intention and attention. You can zoom out and say, show me more of what's happening. It's your clairvoyance system. It will respond to you. So take a few moments. Practice zooming in and zooming out, and consider using the command, show me. Show me more. Show me that gray blob. Show me the orange circle. Anything that you see or experience or perceive or sense on that screen can be seen broadly or in detail. So practice that. And if at any time you need to stop because it's feeling like too much for you, please stop. You know how to turn off the clairvoyance system. Pause me, turn off the system, and reset your energy. Come back to it when you're ready. Okay, so let's go ahead and clear off the psychic screen. You can use the same process of a feather or a soft cloth dipped in gold liquid light and clear off the front and the back and the sides of that screen and put it away. Turn off the gold and the blue lights and reset your energy. Grounding, setting your chakras, running a lot of cycles of green and gold energy, putting your work boundaries in place, grounding your field.